Welcome to the Thursday evening service here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom is here, and some of us have gathered, a number of us have gathered, and we're just going to trust the Lord because He never fails us. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful goodness, and thank you for touching Brother Freedom in Jesus' name. And all these listeners, bless them and heal them and touch them and deliver them and help them to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful. We're so fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you for thy blessed Spirit. We thank you for our Savior. We thank you for the provisions and all the good things you have given to us for our betterment. And we thank you for life itself. We thank you for the privilege to be able to live in this time, Lord, because we know you're coming very soon. And Lord, we know that you're coming through the clouds of glory, and you're calling forth your beloved. You're calling forth the faithful, those who have lived for you, those who have prayed and sought thy face. You're coming back for them. You're coming back for those who have lived holy lives, those who have observed thy signs and thy covenant, and kept thy sayings and done thy great and mighty acts. Those are the beloved that you're coming for. And you're going to bring them back to a very special place. And we thank you that time is about to rise. We thank you for that day is coming to pass. We thank you that you are our Savior. You are our Deliverer. You are our soon coming King. You are Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. And we thank you that you're bringing back your rewards to the saints. And your saints are going to a mighty place of a splendor, of glory, beyond any imagination, for eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that you have prepared for them that love God. Lord, I praise you. I praise you for your blessing. I praise you for your great love. I praise you for your great insight. And I am one man can say, I know that you're real. I know that you're forever faithful. And I know that your eyes are over the righteous. And you'll not let us go. I've done some things I could not even imagine doing without you. And you've been such a wonderful Father. You've let me do great things. We've had so much fun, Father. It's been more fun than, I mean, it's been such fun. Oh, Lord. Going down the highway, and you tell me, he says, jump on that ranch, pull that fuel pump off. And I just stopped and pulled that fuel pump off. And Lord, you was always there. You just touched me. I just felt like a little kid. I still feel like a little kid riding in your great, big, wonderful limousine. Oh, Lord, it's so much fun that you are the driver, and I sit back and play with the little old toys. And that's what it is. But you have it when I speak. Those words come to life. Lord, I thank you. I can say that without boasting. And when I speak, you bring life. You bring power. It's about time that the world knows that you're God. You're the God of heaven. That you ordain all things, and you ordain me for this last hour. And those who come against me, you'll fight my battle. And you're going to take care of me. You're going to take care of the beloved here. You're going to keep us in the hollow of the mighty hand. And I'm out there on the internet, I just pray for each one of you. God's going to keep you in a mighty way. God's going to restore you. God's going to uplift you. He's going to make you whiter than snow. He's going to make you as that rose of Sharon. He's going to be like the lilies of the valley. You're going to be the bright morning star out there. You're going to live for Jesus. You're going to triumph in Jesus because He's real. He's faithful. He's coming for the redeemed. He's coming for those who have made themselves ready. For the bride of Christ is going to be pure, going to be holy without spot or blemish. Oh, Lord, you're coming through those clouds of glorious splendors real close to that time. And, Lord, we rejoice in you this day. We rejoice for you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of glory. And we just pray for your blessing upon this day. We pray that you'll anoint the words. We pray that they'll be from heaven. They'll pray that they'll inspire those who hear, that they will receive power from hearing thy word. For your word is going to become life. Your word is going to be, it's going to be power that comes through here. There's going to be anointing by the Spirit of God. You're going to touch the limited, those who have limitations within themselves, and they're going to be moved with power upon them. For those who have not no might, they're going to increase strength. And you're going to uplift them in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. So happy I can't say nothing. Boy. Oh, Kamashita Bakuraba. Glory, Kalamashita Bakuraba. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory. The Bible says, lay not up to yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. That's part of the foundation of tonight, because God is speaking that we're basically these bodies, spiritually, naturally, in all areas. We have to keep renewing our body and physical fitness and our minds. We have to renew your mind that we might prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. We need the mind of Christ. We'll keep our mind stayed on the Lord. We need that because what we're made of. What we're made of, if we don't do no praying, if we quit being happy, we start being sad, and we start get sort of short-tempered, and all these things that cause us sometimes to stray, this is what happens to our lives unless we renew our covenant, basically, over and over and over. I'm in a program right now, because I have to be able to stay where I am preaching, and this is my calling right here, so I'm going to do that for this. I spend about 2 hours a day in the gym. And I don't actually like it, but I stay there. I had feelings in my, it wasn't right in my head, but those are all leaving. All these things. I had blood vessels in my legs, all black and blue. My legs are good, but God is renewing it, but because of exercise. And that's the same in the spiritual. We have to exercise spiritually. We have to make up our mind that we need extra help. And we cannot win this race with ourselves. We have to have supernatural power. We have to have supernatural connections. We have to know what saith the Spirit of God. And we can't have that if we decide to, because God wants us to apply our lives to His style. Wants us to start praying without ceasing. You know, that's one of the first failures that happens. When we get weary. And the Bible says when we lose the anointing, the Bible says also when we get lukewarm. You know what He's going to do to us? In Revelation says He's going to spew us out of His mouth because we're neither hot nor cold. Because we're lukewarm, He is going to spit us out of His mouth. And you know where we're going to be? We're going to end up not in heaven. We're going to end up not in the funny farm either. We're going to be in a place so terrible. That's where we need to take heed the things of the Lord. There is so much influence by the world this day that every place we go is the world. And so we have to really work at it with our lives. We have to put our own being in it that I'm not going to fall in lust. I'm not going to fall in hatred. I'm not going to fall in anything that's beyond God because all these things bring me down. And I can't afford bringing me down. You can't afford it either. You can't afford to get angry. You can't afford. You can't afford it. Because if you do, God comes through the clouds of glory. You're here. And you're going to live through the rest of your part of your life going down to an evil place. We need to realize that this time is very short. And God wants to restore us in such a direction that we have the anointing from heaven. And like, lay not your treasures upon earth, for moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. Everything in this life that we own will rust away. We can buy a brand new car, brand new computers. They say the computers get outdated before you actually get them. That's because there's new ones and up the proceeding, all updates, all these things. But it means that things don't stay the same. Our lives the same way. That's why God's coming through the clouds of glory, and it's not a day like this day. It's a new area with God. It's His time. We're not in the day of the old man. We're in the day of the coming of Christ. We're here. God, Christ is coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. And we must prepare for heaven or miss it. We need desires in our heart that nothing is going to be able to, the Bible says, nothing shall be able to separate me from God of love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have to determine that in our being because it means our destiny. It means where we're headed to. And if we lose that, we lose. God loves you so much. And I love you too. But God loves you so much. I have to seek God just the same way that I'm trying to inspire you. We have to seek Him. We have to call upon Him. That's all we're in. Why I'm here, where I'm at, because I've sought Him day after day after day. I've seen my failures within myself. And any time I stop, I fail. I fail. I get so ashamed of myself. He lets me know that I'm made of clay, but He gives us that renewing strength, and we can be renewed daily that we might have His glory upon us. That we will not be ragamuffins no longer. We will not be vexed by bad spirits. We will not be failures. Will not be humiliated by wrong tactics, saying ugly words that snare us, bring us down to a place that we lose our testimony. We lose our testimony sometimes after the primitives, the smallest areas. We lose our temper. And you say, well, I can't do that for the Lord today because I lost my temper. We got to come out of that. We've got to seek God daily. I'm going to make it by God's grace. I don't know where sin does abound so much more than by God's grace abound. He's given us a grace that we can be saved, that we can walk holy in His beauty. We can walk in His holiness. We can walk in His umbrella of love. And we can feel the maximum of His glory upon us. You know, like you buy an old car, and I noticed when I come in tonight, I got a fairly new pickup, and on the right front corner, if you look at it, it's got a little thing that hangs down. And it's broken loose, so I'm going to have to repair it or someone has to do something with it because it's starting to fall apart. That's the way life is. And we fall apart every day. We fall apart faster than those things fall apart. We lose our commitment sometime before we get to the move out of church. We lost our blessing. And we're in troubles. We're getting upset with someone. Someone pulled out across the street. Oh, we lose our... We can't lose it no longer. We got to keep it. We don't give them the peace of our mind no longer. No, we have this mind of Jesus Christ. We're renewing our mind the way it might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Watching with all of our being. Watching. That's what God wants us. He's coming for those that's watching. With those in intensity, I desire that day to come to pass. He sees that, and it says that's the only one He's coming after. So that makes me believe that there's going to be lots of people that are not ready. They're not looking for that day. They said, don't talk to me about that. That's spooky. We need to see it now other than on the other side. This is the side where we can do something with it. This is the side where we can get help from God. This is the side that He will forgive us. We're in the time now that He'll save us. He'll set us free. He'll put our sins in sin forgetfulness. Oh, I feel the glory of God, the anointing. He'll put our sins in that sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it no more. What a Savior. What a God. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty God, the God of heaven, the God of the creation that's so wonderful, so holy, so righteous. And we put Him down. We tell Him that they don't want His Spirit to be in the church. We don't want Him, the Spirit of God, to be sort of quiet. Terrible when we treat God. Terrible, terrible, terrible. He's holy. He wishes for us to be gratify Him through what He has. The Holy Spirit is part of God. And when you cut off the Holy Spirit, you're cutting God off. When you cut off Jesus, you're putting off of God. For God's eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He observes everything. And when you cut off His Savior's too, the Holy Spirit and Jesus, you cut off God's remedy for you. You cut off what He has for you. And you receive no redemption. You receive no forgiveness. Because that redemption comes through the blood of Christ. That redemption comes from that spotless sacrifice that was given for yours in my stead that we might live abundant life forever and ever and ever. And it's only through that gift Jesus hung upon that cruel cross that made this available. It's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, said the Lord. And He is going to redeem us. He's going to touch us. He's going to make us ever withhold. We cannot do this with our own realm, but we can do it as we trust in Him. Lean not on our own understanding. We have to trust in Him for everything. And that's what God wishes, because He's our parent. He wants us to come to place as He takes care of the fowls of the earth, so He will take care of us. He wants us to be dependent on Him. And that's why there's so much sickness in the land, because God wants us to be dependent on Him. He is our strength. He is our Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the Father that loves us so much. He made us in His image. He made us according to His likeness. And though we would go to the end of the earth, we cannot hide from Him. He is everywhere. He keeps His eye upon us constantly. He never leaves you. He's there in the morning. He's there in the evening. And He will be there the day that He comes to the clouds of glory. And when Jesus comes back very shortly, He's coming back for those at that day. And He's going to bring back a power from earth that's going to invade heaven. And when it comes in heaven, the glory of God is going to shine with many, many rays of God's glory. What a triumphant day it's going to be when the redeemed come there and our Holy Father comes to view His children. When He views the hurts that they've been through and all the healing that will take place at the day. All that healing will come place at a day when victory is last to be obtained, that all is well. You're all in the house of the Lord, and you'll be in the house of the Lord forever, and you'll never exhaust out what God has for you. Through the many and many, million, million years, you'll never start out. You'll have more at the end than you will now. That's how long God is. He is forever, ever, and ever, and ever. And this can be yours tonight. God wants you to be redeemed, set free, on fire for God, by the Holy Ghost. Needs to be alive and real in you. You need to have an overflow in power of God. You need to have an old-fashioned Holy Ghost hour, that you might have that joy unspeakable, full of glory, that you can walk and talk in the Spirit of God, and you can have His direction, you can have His benefits for you, and you can walk being blessed by your Heavenly Father. You can walk as a privileged child. Oh, hallelujah, I've seen children that have been retarded, and how they've been able to walk again sometimes, how they've granted and being able to have some miracles given to them, and how they receive it. Well, it's going to happen in heaven. God is going to touch you all in heaven. It's going to be reunion day. It's going to be a climax that you can never imagine. And it's coming to pass very shortly. He's coming through the clouds of glory. For those that's looking, He's coming. For the need, He's coming. But we need to really to work on our lives. We need to work upon what we say. We need to take heed the things that we've heard. Lest any time we would let them slip. Our words bring life, or they bring death. Many of you out there, you bring death. We need to learn to bring life. We need to speak life. We need to speak blessings. We don't no longer need to speak judgmentals. All these things that bring judgment, that brings powers of darkness. We need to speak life. And we need to tune our ears off, not hearing the evilness. We turn those some. I refuse it. I refuse to hear that. I refuse it into my spirit. We need to have that kind of a concern with God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God's here to renew. What if you have a temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of a living God. As God has said, I will dwell with you. I will walk with you. I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I shall be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us there cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And really, that's what life's about. God takes us as an orphan. He takes us straggling. He takes us dirty. And He gives us a lifetime to sort of shape up. Well, God, He is the one that gives. God gives us all. Not Santa Claus, but God gave us all. He gave His Son that we might be redeemed. We make such a big thing about Christmas. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. But there is nothing like the living God, that God lives forever and He wants to be saved forever with Him. He's thinking of tomorrow. And we all, His people, need to think about tomorrow. Where are we going to be tomorrow? That's what concerns God. We should have our hope, our faith in Him. We look not for things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We need to look at the things, even the bad things, that we, with our faith, can change those things. We can change the direction through prayer. We can change the offset of things to climax to go for God's glory. We have the power. We got the capability. God's people got power to change what God wants to change in a supernatural way, in a flat hour. Then God will give His grace, His power, with an anointing that we've never seen before, with a blessing. I'm going to close very shortly, but God is real. He's here to uplift you. He's here to encourage you. He's here to make you over. He's here to make His face to shine upon you. Let His glory be enriched in your life, that you might be a vessel of praise. Not longer a vessel of dishonor. We need to be vessels of honor. We need to honor God from every day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This time, every day, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I lift up your holy name because you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. You're worthy because you're holy. You are the Holy One of holy. I thank you for that holiness that you love me enough to include me into your family. What a blessing. How God can include me into this marvelous thing. I feel so unworthy. But God is so spectacular, so holy. He called me as just a little nobody. And He told me one day that I'll be able to speak. And I'm speaking His oracles. I'm speaking His power. I'm speaking His anointing because He is speaking through me. His glory is here. And I've seen everything that He told me has come to pass. Nothing has been hid. He'll make you complete in Him. And you can have such joy. You can walk in His splendor. You can walk in His liberty. Oh, I feel sorry for people that have to have it all written down on paper. You know, I guess that's the way some people are going to have. But I'm thankful that God has come in my heart. He did something for me I guess very few have seen. But His glory rests within me. His glory. I've seen Him do miracles. I've seen Him heal iron. I've seen Him do great things. I've seen His glory. And I'm just one that will let the world know that He is real. He is real. God is real. He's real. At the thought, He is real. Yes, He's real to me. He's my Savior. He's real. He's my Father. He's my real. He's my lasting Savior. I'm going to live with Him forever. We're going to live with Him forever. What a real experience. Praise God. I'm so full. God bless you all. I love you. 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 God bless you tonight. If you've got anything, any needs, believe right now that God will touch you. Believe for that need. If you call in for us, we'll believe with you. But if you don't, right where you are, believe. And God will heal you this night. He's going to do a great work. He's promised me that He's going to do great things. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you all. Pray that God will bless you all throughout the world. South Africa, London, England, all those people that call in, we just love you. We pray that God will bless you. He restored you for that ones who have lost those husbands. We pray that you'll bring healing right now to your life, that you'll no longer mourn, because you're going to see your husband very soon. You're going to see him through the clouds of glory. You're going to receive. Be steadfast, unmovable, always upon the work of the Lord, and you know that your labor is not in vain. Call upon Him, He will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Lift up your head, no longer mourn. Lift up your head, your rejoicing is coming in the morning. God's here to bless you. God's here to save you. God's here to equip you. God's here to heal you. God's here to make His face to shine upon you. God's here to provide for you, to keep you in mighty way. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.